So there's a lot of female YouTubers that are making a lot of money by creating content, and they're individuals, so they don't follow, for example, a company. And they're young, and they're, you know, millennials, and they're looking at different ways of conveying messages and creating an income. Then we have the traditional economy, which is the labor force, and you have more women joining the labor force. Not enough. I mean, we're not at the levels where it is deemed to be a more equal representation. Part of it because there aren't that many jobs that are being created, new jobs. And so the demand for a labor force has gone down, and it's expected to go down more with automation and robots. And I think that we're going to get a lot of unemployment in both genders.
The population is very young, right?
Yes.
Saudi Arabia. So 2/3, I think, are under the age of 30,
yes,
or something like that. So is this something that, you know, the gender segregation thing, is this something that young people speak a lot about?
I think more than the young age, I think it's more about whether you live in an urban city or you live in a rural area. So people in the rural area, which is 40% of the population, are more segregated. I think urban centers now have loosened up a lot of the laws that were meant to keep males and females separate. We still have males and females separate in the educational system and sometimes at work, but women need their own space to work at. So they can join the company, but they need to have their own space rather than have a mixed environment where males and females would have the same cubicle, for example.
So a lot of the arguments that we hear about gender equality, you know, in North America and Europe, they're all about the economic benefit of bringing more women into the economy. Can women, do you think, boost Saudi Arabia's economy, or should gender equality be more about human rights?
So data says that when women join the workforce, economic growth occurs. I don't think people believe that. I think what people believe is that if a woman comes in, she's taking a job away from a man, especially that we have high unemployment for men. Also in parts of the Arab world, not just Saudi Arabia, I'm talking about the Arab world. So there's that kind of perception. This is the issue. I don't think people feel that women will do a better job than a man. The other thing is that I don't think they believe that decision-making in diversification, whether it's gender, whether it's abilities, you know, adding different inclusiveness actually makes better decisions. So this is something that we have to work on to make sure that they understand how that occurs. Why is it when women participate in decision-making and sitting at the table and discussing, the outcome will be better? We have to do a better job of that. But yeah, so for me, it should be more about human rights. It should be that any woman, somebody asked me, what would be a utopian day? And I said, a utopian day would be for a woman to be able to realize her full potential in the way that she wants it, within her capabilities. So, for example, you know, we have women who are engineers, women who are interested in homemaking, whatever you're interested in, it doesn't matter. But you're able to do what you need to do as you wish without any cultural or economic restrictions. And I think that's a human rights issue versus an economic issue.
Men in Saudi Arabian society, how much do you think they support the idea of bringing more women into the economy?
So I think if women are paid less than men, they're going to support it a lot more because that means they make more money in the bottom line. But if pay is equal, if all, you know, if women are given a lot of flexibility in terms of needing childcare, et cetera, then a lot of people who are not as well educated might see it as a burden. And of course, there's the marriage tax. So I remember somebody was telling me that you train and you spend a lot of money on development for a professional woman, and then they get married, have a baby, and they leave. And so I'm like, well, you know, men also leave because they get a better offer. You know, you can't force somebody to stay, but when you're training somebody, you should see it as an investment in the future of the country. And you should stop thinking of it only as an expense that is lost.